Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Gallen. Joining me in studio right now, the president of the Keweenaw Young Professionals, Angela Hoffman. Angela, it's nice to meet you and talk to you for the first time here on our show.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
Now, the Keweenaw Young Professionals, great organization. I've had some, you know, interactions with them over the years, so we're going to talk a little bit about them. Also, we're going to preview a big event you have coming up, the Keweenaw Holiday Hoopla, which we'll get to in a moment. That's taking place on December 12th. First of all, let's start with the organization itself. You know, the name, we were just talking a moment ago, the name throws people off a little bit. You know, they Keweenaw Young Professionals, and they think a bunch of college students. You know,
sure.
You know, and so give you tell me in your own words, what the organization is and who do they serve?
Yeah, so Keweenaw Young Professionals was established in 2013, and it's an organization that really provides a lot of community service opportunities and also provides opportunities for folks to network and engage with the community. So our kind of mantra is grow, connect, and engage. So if folks are looking to get some professional development opportunities that maybe aren't available at their place of work, there's particular skills that they are hoping to build, we allow opportunities to do that, as well as just opportunities to get connected with other folks in the community. So there is no upper age limit on that, common misconception. However, we are specifically targeted to developing our young professionals in the community. Now, the word professional oftentimes has a misconception, too. So our board is made up of 11 folks, including a forester, folks that work at BHK, folks that work at Michigan Tech, the Smart Zone. And so not everyone always identifies even with that word professional. So it's really young working folks in the community.
Okay. Not a bunch of business degree graduates sitting around drinking coffee.
Exactly. Exactly. We're about getting involved and getting out there.
All right. And one of the things that I do know from attending a couple of the events in the past is even if you're, you know, you don't think of yourself as in that young professionals group, you know, the other people that are there, you know, they're, you know, are representing so many different walks of life in our area, and you're getting a chance to meet, you know, if you're coming, you know, if you're not in that quote unquote young professionals demographic, you're meeting who they are, and you can gain a lot of benefits of meeting who they are, because there's a lot of up and coming stars and people with bright ideas and active people. I can't tell you how many times I sit with, you know, people that are serving on boards or ahead of different organizations and societies, and they're like, oh, what we really need is some people that are, you know, younger and new ideas and getting involved. Well, that's where you can find them, because they're already, I guess, motivated enough to come out and join an organization like Keweenaw Young Professionals, but then you have the events that they come. When we talk about networking, and that's a catchphrase thrown around a little bit, and saying, well, what's networking? Is that mingling? What are the advantages, I guess, that you have if you're going to one of these events that you hold and be able to, you know, rub shoulders and elbows with some of the, you know, people, the movers and shakers?
Exactly. I think you bring up a great point that really is a lot of what Keweenaw Young Professionals is trying to get at. We want to be a place where folks can kind of get their start with an organization, with a nonprofit group, serving on a board, kind of trying out what it means to be a leader in the community, so then that our folks are ready to go on and take on other leadership roles in the community. And some of our former board members and KYP members have done just that. They've gone on and now they're serving on some of our local councils. They're serving on the Hancock Recreation Committee, and they're doing some different things. They're on other nonprofit boards. And that is the result of their involvement with this organization, but also having opportunities to network with other folks in the community. So like you're talking about, not just being limited to this young professionals demographic. We love when the entire community comes out and shows up for our events, giving us the opportunity to network and get to know them, and also providing a service for the community. So a lot of our events, we hosted a tour of the Isle Royale Queen that brought out families and folks of all different ages. And that was a great opportunity for them to get to know us and us to get to know them and, you know, help with some of those future opportunities. So you made, you know, a comment about we're not just sitting around drinking coffee. No, we're doing very active things. And that's what our networking, our version of networking looks like, is opportunities to meet and greet with local leaders. We've had some of our local representatives and government leaders come to our events, and everyone can benefit from showing up to something like that and getting to meet our local leaders. And so folks of all ages can benefit.
You know, the group's only been around for a few years. You've gotten some notoriety. I know, like, just with, like, Keweenaw Sparkplug Awards, Keweenaw Young Professionals, you know, is always nominated, if not winning something there, because they're, you know, everybody that's in the know-how in this area knows that you folks are up to these, you know, other, whether they're events, charity events, and getting involved. And now you're kind of popping up almost everywhere you look. There's Keweenaw Professionals, KYP, being, you know, a partnering organization, and that's pretty good to see.
Yeah, we really appreciate that. We have other organizations reaching out to us pretty regularly to ask us to partner on their events, and we appreciate the opportunity to kind of help those other organizations and, again, network across even organizations, not only as individuals, but as community groups to really draw our reach as a local community.
Well, how do you get involved? What do you, you know, for somebody that's hearing this and going, well, that sounds like a pretty neat organization. What do I do?
Yeah, there's a few different ways to get involved with Keweenaw Young Professionals. One of the first things I would recommend if you want to learn a little bit more is to check out our Facebook page, Keweenaw Young Professionals, or check out our website, keweenawyp.com. And we have opportunities actually right now to join our board of directors. We have 6 openings for that. We have a total of 11 folks on our board with 6 openings. And those applications are coming up here due at the end of the month. And then we'll have our big kickoff event in January. And there's more information about that on our website. And folks have the opportunity to come and meet the new board and also learn more about what our organization's been up to for the past year. So there's opportunities to just show up and pop up and pop into events. You don't have to have come to anything before previously, or maybe you went to one thing and now you're ready to check us out again. And then there's also opportunities to become a KYP member. And so membership, there's 6 months or a year-long membership options. And the benefits of being a member is oftentimes there's reduced entry fees to some of our social events. We try to keep all of our fees to events very low, really just covering our costs for whatever food or other opportunities might be available at that particular event. But our members oftentimes will get like $5 off of that $10 entry fee. So they essentially get their membership fees back over the course of 6 months or a year. Also, there's some VIP events occasionally that are for members only. Sometimes space is limited at certain events, like meet and greets with certain local leaders. And so we might cap some of those events to members only. And then you also can list KYP membership on your resume. And like you're saying, we're a known organization throughout the area now. And so that can definitely hold some weight on showing that you're really taking some initiative around networking and your own professional development. And so folks can then list that involvement and membership on their resume. Membership fees for 6 months is $25 and $50 for a year. And like I said, we really try to make sure our members are getting that money back over the course of their membership.
Let's expand on this idea of networking, because I think the first thing that comes to your mind is employment opportunities. I mean, that's I think a lot of people are looking at networking, but that is just barely scratches the surface. You know, that could happen. I mean, you never know who you're going to run into at an event, but that's not, you know, that doesn't encompass what networking is really about. It's think about all of the people that you can just have a conversation with, the advice that could be passed along, the questions that you could ask. You might find that people like yourself in the exact same boat, and or you might find people that you can, you know, from another organization, that a partnership could arise out of that, out of a simple bowling event or something that you guys are doing. And you never know, the possibilities are endless.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's how so many of our events have come to be and how so many of our members have gotten involved. Even just speaking from personal experience, because of KYP and because of the leadership opportunities available, I've tried things I never would have tried before at some of our events, certain hiking events or, you know, wine and painting nights and things like that. And through those sorts of things, I've had the opportunity to network and meet people that I never otherwise would have met. And it's really neat to be able to go around town and really feel like I know folks and know people of all different ages and all different professional backgrounds because of the connections that I have made through Keweenaw Young Professionals and just different folks coming out to our events. So that's really what it's all about. And networking isn't just, you know, trying to get that next job. It's really about finding your personal and your professional home here in the Keweenaw. And I think that that's what we're really about. And home, not just in terms of your professional job home, but feeling involved, feeling connected, volunteering, and just being engaged.
Some of the spontaneous things that come out of the, these meet meetups and networking opportunities, you know, where people get together and say, you know, why don't we just do a, you know, masquerade ball or, you know, or something. I mean, we've had some pretty interesting events that have happened over the last few years with people. If it's not KYP directly involved, it's people who are associated with Keweenaw Young Professionals, you know, who've gotten together and said, you know, we don't have this, let's just do this. And you're with people that have the ability, both the skill set and the drive to be able to make things happen.
Exactly. We're a very, I would say, agile organization in the sense that we're always kind of mixing things up and trying new and different things and essentially saying, you know, why not? Why not try this new idea? We also try to be very responsive to feedback from the community. So one of the things that we'll do, again, at our kickoff meeting in January, like we've done every year for the past several years, is collect feedback from those that are in attendance, those general KYP members, board members, as well as just community members that are welcome to attend that maybe haven't joined KYP yet and want to hear what we're about. We provide opportunities at that event to provide feedback. One of the things that came out of that event last year was, you know, we'd like to see some more family-friendly events. And so that's why you've seen things like the touring of the Coast Guard vessel or the touring of the Isle Royale Queen, making sure that we're doing some of those things and trying different partnerships also with the Rosé Center. So we held the pre-party for the Rocky Horror Picture Show this year. Last year, we partnered with the Rosé Center to do a after-party for their Dracula performance. And so we're trying out some different partnerships based on outreach from other organizations that want to partner with us, knowing that we kind of bring that audience, the young professional, and just the entire community. We have the ability to put on, you know, these really fun events, and then also based on community feedback. That's how some of those things have come to be.
And not to downplay the importance or the opportunities for, you know, opening up employment avenues, because people will always say that it's not what you know, it's who you know in a lot of cases. And so what better thing to have on your resume than a partnership or a friendship, maybe, of somebody who's, you know, maybe they're not in a position to offer you a job, but, you know, come down the line and you go to apply and you say, well, who, you know, who's on my reference list? Is it my aunt, my next door neighbor, and my mailman, or is it the CEO of this company in Hancock and the head of this organization, you know, that's helping out in Houghton? And those, you know, become your contact points and your references and also your mentors if that opportunity arises.
That's right. One of our former board members, and again, kind of busting this young professional myth, he did not personally identify as a young professional and was actually on our board of directors and provided a lot of great networking opportunities for our board members and for our members because he was more established in the community and was able to then connect us with other folks. And he loves to say that now that he's no longer on the board, having watched many generations of board members and KYP general members, he likes to say, I haven't seen one person that hasn't gotten promoted during their time or after being a part of KYP. And he attributes a lot of that to their KYP involvement and the skills that they've been able to build and going into even an interview and being able to say, yes, I put on this event and I partnered with these community partners and really made this happen. I advertised it. I got people there. We had a great time. It was successful. We raised maybe money for another local organization. So those are the sorts of things and skills that folks build through their involvement.
You've mentioned a couple of times that after the first of the year, you'll have your annual kickoff event. But coming up, you have another major event too as well. And it's a great time, Christmas season. Everybody's doing some, you know, wonderful get-togethers. You've got one coming up, the annual Keweenaw Holiday Hoopla. Tell me a little bit about it. I know that's a different name. I think the name got changed last year with something else before that. But the spirit of the event still remains the same.
Yes, yeah. So for folks that may have been familiar with the Keweenaw Business Ball, this is kind of a reimagination of that. And last year, the name changed to the Keweenaw Holiday Hoopla. It just sounds a little more fun, I think. And so that really captures who we are and the organizations that are partnering to put on this event. So it's a collaboration between Keweenaw Young Professionals, KEDA, the Keweenaw Economic Development Alliance, as well as the Continental Fire Company. So they're sponsoring the space for that evening and for the event. It's taking place on Wednesday, December 12th, and it starts at 6:30, and that's going to be at the Continental Fire Company. And this is a great example. We talked a lot about how we collaborate with a lot of our events, and this is an example of how we're doing that. So the event is going to be an opportunity for folks to network, bid on some items that are going to be available for auction put up by local businesses, and to raise money for some local scholarships.
Talking right now with Angela Hoffman. She's the president of Keweenaw Young Professionals. The Keweenaw Holiday Hoopla coming up on Wednesday, December 12th. It's at the Continental Fire Company, 6:30 to 9:30. Is there a cost to attend?
There is. Admission is going to be $30 for that particular event, and that'll cover the cost of entry and of food, appetizers and things for the evening, and then there will also be a cash bar available. And folks are encouraged to pre-register on our Keweenaw Young Professionals website. That's keweenawyp.com.
Now, do members of the KYP, do they get a discount on that attendance fee?
For this particular event, it is $30 for all participants because of the fundraising nature of this particular event. And there's going to be a lot of fun things to do there. Again, there's going to be a lot of food. We're going to have our famous, as we like to say, photo booth decked out for the holiday so you can get some good holiday pics and just have a good time networking. Again, with community folks of all different ages, all different professions, drawing really from the four-county region. I mean, we expect probably close to 80 to 100 folks at this event. So if you want to meet some of your local community members, get connected. This is a great event to really try that out or re-engage with folks that you maybe haven't seen in a while.
Now, the money that's raised, where does that go towards?
Yeah, so it goes towards the High School Skilled Trade Scholarship Program that's put on or run through KEDA, the Keweenaw Economic Development Alliance. And this has been a long-standing scholarship program, actually, and we're really excited to partner with KEDA to be able to put on this event and support their scholarship initiative. So since 2013, KEDA has actually awarded 52 scholarships, and that's totaling over $30,000 that actually supports some of our local high school students to pursue the skilled trades in industrial, construction, or another skilled services training program. And so the money that's raised through this holiday hoopla, actually, what happens is usually each year, about half of the funds that are raised, about half of it actually, it reaches the goal of reaching the halfway mark for those scholarships. So each year, KEDA awards a $500 scholarship to a student at each of the 9 high schools in our area. And so, I mean, that's substantial.
Yeah, that's great. Okay. And the auction items, where do they come from?
They come from local businesses. And so KEDA, the Keweenaw Economic Development Alliance, really partners with the local businesses. And through the generosity and sponsorship from local businesses, they contribute the items for bidding. And so you'll find things from several different local businesses, really great prizes. I remember last year I bid on an item from Sherwin-Williams, got a paint kit and everything I needed for a new home that I had just purchased. And so was able to get some of the things that I practically needed to get ready for that house. And so there's opportunities to purchase all sorts of things, whether you're looking for a holiday gift for someone else, or like me, we're looking for something practical that you really personally needed for around your own place. There's options for everyone. And so it's a lot of fun to mingle around in the Continental Fire Company, enjoy great food. They have typically a special cocktail menu, mulled wine for that evening in that event. So it's a lot of fun to network, wander around, bid on some items, and spread some holiday cheer while also supporting our local scholarship programs.
Yeah, and it gives you another opportunity to wear that Christmas sweater. That
exactly. Yeah, I need to start picking out my outfit now that you say that.
Again, that's on Wednesday, December 12th, 6:30 to 9:30 at Continental Fire Company. I like that it's on a Wednesday, given that, you know, in December, everybody's got something going on the weekends. It's just so hard to find, you know, time to hold things and every, you know, not to mention just how busy we are. And then the Continental Fire Company, I think they're normally what they're main nights, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So you have a Wednesday night. So, you know, it's exclusively the Keweenaw Young Professionals there having their party. And that's got to be kind of neat to have that. And thank you to them for providing that.
Yeah, we like to try to, you know, mix things up a little bit and certainly be conscious of all of the other things that are happening around this season. Wanting to be conscious of that while also really supporting the scholarship initiative. And I forgot to mention, actually, there's going to be live music, too. So in case you needed one more reason to come out, there will be live music in the Continental, so you can enjoy that while, like I said, wandering around, enjoying some good eats, bidding on some items, networking with our local community members. We really expect it to be a big showing, about 100 people there coming up on Wednesday.
Do you know who's performing?
It's going to be Dan Furman and the quartet that he plays with. So it'll be great tunes, I'm sure.
All right. Well, let's start looking ahead a little bit as 2019 is right around the corner. And plans and things that the Keweenaw Young Professionals have for the upcoming year and beyond. Even some of those dream plans for down the road.
Sure. We're really excited to get our new board members joining us here. And so they'll start in January. Again, nominations are wrapping up at the end of November here. And so in January, we'll have our new folks join and we'll really start brainstorming and dreaming big from there. We anticipate some game nights. We did one last year at KC Bonkers, and so we'll probably do another board games and brews or something like that. We expect to do another Gourmet Gone Wild event, and so that's a partnership with a statewide grant initiative that actually supports young professionals getting engaged in hunting, fishing, and conservation. And so we held one of those events this past summer in collaboration with the Ambassador Lounge and actually had wild game pizza. And so we'll see what sort of wild game dishes will be in store for us this summer with a partnership with them as well. And then, you know, I have a feeling the Rocky Horror Picture Show might be making a comeback next year. And so we might have an even bigger and better pre-party for that coming up here this next October.
That went pretty
well. Fingers crossed. Yeah, it was great. Huge showing. I believe over 1,000 people in attendance at that particular event. And again, big shout out and thanks to our partners at the Rose Center for Performing Arts for bringing us into that collaboration and allowing us to host a pre-party to get everyone excited about that film.
I was going to attend, but I just don't fit into my fishnets anymore.
Oh, you saw all sorts of folks wearing all sorts of things. And so we can't wait to potentially do that again or something similar. So we always try to do something for the Halloween or in the fall time. And so we'll try to continue onward with that tradition. Again, planning on doing the Holiday Hoopla again next year. And so it's neat to see that we have some annual events that we're kind of constantly doing every year. But you'll surely see a new event lineup as well, always mixing in those new things, like I was telling you about, trying new things.
You talked about, you know, all these openings on the board. What is the time commitment for somebody serving on the board? You know, maybe, you know, what's being asked of them? You're president, and so you have to dole out the responsibilities.
Yeah, we're a really good team environment in that regard. And so prior experience with KYP is not required. Prior experience with a nonprofit board is not required. This is really an opportunity to try out what does it mean to be a member of a nonprofit board and do that in a team environment and with support of the team that learns together and has fun together. We meet monthly for about 2 hours, and it's during that meeting that our board of 11 directors plans our upcoming events. And so we listen to that community feedback, and we think about what we're interested in and what we're passionate about, and kind of go from there to think and dream big about what next event we're going to put on. And so it's really directed by community interests and by our board members' interests. And so I mentioned we have a forester on our board of directors. He helped lead a hike at Hungarian Falls because that was something that he was interested in and felt passionate about getting people involved in the outdoors. And we did that in partnership with a staff member at the Keweenaw Land Trust. So we're always collaborating and trying to reach out. We had someone that was passionate or enjoyed doing the wine and paint nights. And so they helped head up that particular event and did that at the Lakes Lounge in Lake Linden. And so we really are guided by the interests of the community and our board members. And so the time commitment to an extent can be what you want it to be. It's that 2 hour meeting per month. And then outside of that, it's heading up the events that you as a board member decide you want to head up and attending the things that your availability allows you to attend.
Well, let me ask you something. Your personal experience with Keweenaw Young Professionals, besides having a great time, how has that benefited you?
Well, I've had the opportunity, like I said, to meet folks all throughout the area. So even some of our fellow board members, I can't say that I ever would have met our board member who's a forester had it not been for this particular organization and opportunity. And now, you know, I consider him a very good friend, as well as many of our other board members that are involved in organizations and hold leadership roles through their employment in other places. I feel like I can always pick up the phone and call them if I, you know, need support with something or want to collaborate, whether that be personally, professionally, through KYP, or through my employment, just having those connections. And I feel ready to take that next leap. I don't know what that next leap will be in community involvement yet, but I feel prepared to join another nonprofit board or to explore some other community leadership opportunities, maybe government leadership one day. We'll see.
All right. Well, it sounds, you know, an environment that is welcoming, nurturing, and encouraging to anybody that wants to take part. So keep on our young professionals. If people want to find out more, perhaps come and become a member, or if they just want to check things out, what's the best way to do that?
I would say, you know, checking out, like I said, our Facebook page, Keweenaw Young Professionals, or our website, Keweenaw Young Professionals. The website is keweenawyp.com.
Angela, I appreciate so much you coming on. Good luck with the Keweenaw Holiday Hoopla. Again, that's Wednesday, December 12th, 6:30 to 9:30 at the Continental Fire Company. And hope people come out and support a great cause.
Yeah, we hope to see you there.
All right, Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.